You know, our children learned early on that God was trustworthy. Our twins are 32 now, but when they were about 5 or 6 years old, maybe even younger than that, we had just gotten our first pet. And Buddy Boy Thomas, he even had a middle name, Boy, a miniature dachshund. And it brought really, as if our household needed more life, it brought even more life to our household. We love that puppy. His first pet I really had of in my household, and I really wasn't a pet person, but we really fell in love with Buddy. We were doing some renovations at our house, and sometimes things were a little bit of cluttered, and one Wednesday night we were headed to church, and we left a door open, or somehow a door got open, and Buddy Boy Thomas got out. Now, he was not an outside dog. We had a fenced backyard, but the front yard he didn't know anything about. But he took that as an opportunity to run. And dachshunds love to run. And they love to be chased. Well, I was worried that he would get out into the main road. So I went after him. That only made him run faster. Now, there's not a good ending to this story. Our poor Buddy Boy Thomas ran out in front of a car and was killed that night, and we scooped him up, and that was a bad word. We picked him up and brought him, and there was a scaffolding. They were putting siding up on the house that was sitting right by the house, and we laid him there, and our two boys were there when all that happened, and they cried out to God. We cried out to God. Our neighbor came over. He cried out to God. It was just gut-wrenching to think that this thing that we had loved was gone. That would have been a time that the enemy might have begun to sow distrust in our little boys. But it wasn't. They understood the reality of the situation, but it was gone. And we cried, and we all cried. I never thought I could cry over a pet, but we all cried. And we buried him. We said a few words, probably. But there was an aching in us. But we turned to the Lord. We didn't get bitter. We didn't get hard. And I say we as in you would expect Susan and I to be able to react responsibly. But these two little boys just prayed that God would heal their heart. They could have turned from Jesus at that moment, but their trust was actually built during those times. Our boys found this verse to be true, Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and they're safe. I love how the Message version says it. It says, God's name is a place of protection. Good people can run there and be safe. We called upon the Lord and our hearts begin to heal. It wasn't overnight that we didn't have that hurt. But what didn't falter was our trust in God. Now, I'm telling my age now, but I remember growing up, we used to play freeze tag. I know that really dates me. Someone was base. Someone was the aggressor. And they would chase everyone, and they would touch them, and they would freeze. But if they could get to the base, they were safe. You were vulnerable to be tagged frozen if you got caught without touching the base. God is certainly a base for his people. And we can cling to him. And the enemy is running around just to freeze us into inactivity. To cause us to distrust God. Or even causing us to fall away. Susan reminded me yesterday of something that I had known a little bit about, but never given it much thought. And it's two words. It's called trust fall. Do you know what a trust fall is? It's not the song that Pink did, but it's an activity that people use to build trust and build leadership and all that kind of thing. See, trust fall is an exercise in which you trust that someone's going to catch you. And you're either part of that as a dare or maybe a team building exercise, but it requires the utmost trust in the one behind you that we would call the catcher. I've actually never done one, but I've seen it done. Looks pretty daunting to me. What if that person drops you? What if that person gets distracted and misses you? What if that person isn't strong enough to catch you? What if that person is just pure evil and walks away as soon as you start falling? For the one falling, they have to have total trust in the one that's behind them to catch them. You see, you got to have total trust in someone catching you in the trust fall to even think about participating. To even think about getting involved in that, you have got to trust. As Christians, we should have the utmost confidence in God. We should have the utmost confidence in God because He's never failed us. He's never failed us. We must trust Him completely, no matter what we face in life. Listen, the Bible tells us in Psalms 46, verses 1, 2, and 7, God is our refuge and strength, always to be ready to help in times of trouble, so that we will not fear when the earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea, because earthquakes will come. And mountains will crumble into the sea. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. He's our castle. That's what a fortress is. He's our secure fort. Or to compare to the exercise we just talked about, He is our catcher. The truth is, sometimes when we get older, we get less trusting of God and more trusting of ourselves. But don't get me wrong, it's not... We need to mature, but we should always trust God as a child. Something that we tend to forget is in Matthew chapter 18, those three verses. It's time the disciples came to Jesus, and who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He called a little child to Him, and He placed the child among them. And He said, truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. Most of us spend our lives growing out of our childish ways. And in God's kingdom, that's not necessarily a good thing. One of the traits of growing up or maturing is to start depending on ourselves. And that's not bad in and of itself. But carried too far will cause us to forget that God is trustworthy. And He's the one to be trusted, not ourselves. We've got to know where to place our trust. We've got to know that if we were to fall, He would catch us. He'd catch us before we hit the ground. I've never seen one of these exercises go bad, but I can imagine someone trying their best to hold and the person sliding through and hitting the ground. I don't know that it would be the catcher's heart for that to happen. But sometimes we think just because people might fail us that God's going to fail us too, but God's not going to. David writes in Psalms 20, verse 7, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. I love how the Message version writes it. It says, see those people polishing their chariots and those grooming their horses, but we're making garlands, we're making wreaths for God, our God. The chariots will rust. Those horses can pull up lame, but we'll be on our feet standing tall. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. We trust Him to catch us when we fall. We trust Him to catch us when we stumble. Today we've got all ages in the same room, and we each face different obstacles and hurdles. To some, the problems I face aren't that big. To others, the problems I face are insurmountable. And that's the case with all of us. As an adult, I should never underestimate the nature of the problems that other people face, especially those of the younger age. Our children are facing problems that we've never had to face in life. Our students are facing problems that we never had to face in life. It's so important that we all place our trust in God. See, your children need to see you placing your trust in God. Our boys would have never been able to trust God in the dying of our first pet if they hadn't seen their mom and dad trusting God in the midst. And it's not like the dog mattered more to them than to us, and therefore we could be a little removed. No, Buddy Boy was one of us. He didn't resemble the family, but he was one of us. So our boys saw how we trusted God, even in the midst of this heartbreaking incident. And see, that's so important that they see us as an example. So folks, you want those that you influence to trust God? They need to see you trusting God. They need to see you trusting God when you have faltered, when you have failed, and seen Him change things for you. The important thing is that we place our trust in God. He'll never leave us alone. He will always love us. He always wants the best for us. He will always protect us. Now, here's some important verses for you to hide in your heart. Hide in your heart so that you can recall them the moment you need them. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Psalms 112, 7. The first part of that are talking about people that find delight in His command. Blessed are those that find delight in His command. Just as a preface, he will have no fear of bad news. His heart will be steadfast, trusting in the Lord. Psalms 37, first part of verse 5, commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him. This stuff doesn't just come automatic. You don't automatically trust God with everything. You may automatically trust God with some of the easy stuff, but the hard stuff, you got to engage your faith. You got to engage your obedience. You have got to allow God to be your strength. Psalm 62:8, trust in Him, meaning God, at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is our refuge. That word refuge means shelter, place of safety. There's one thing for sure, that the longer we serve God, the more we should trust Him. That doesn't always happen. But there is an obedience in us that, God, I don't understand why you took Buddy Boy from us, but I trust you. I don't understand why this happened, but I trust you. I don't understand why this happened, but I trust you. Wednesday morning, I got a message very early in the morning that a young mother in our church and her daughter were in a head-on collision, the Patterson family. Some of you may know Carmela and her daughter. I say that because they used to sit over there. That's where they would sit. So to me, that's where I think of her. A car about 7 o'clock in the morning just drifted over and hit them head on. Those two never felt what hit them. I mean, it knocked them out, obviously. This week, every day, there has been a miracle to happen in their body. I think the daughter is now out of ICU, just a couple days out. That didn't make any sense. She couldn't do anything on her own, didn't know what happened. Carmela is making good progress. She's speaking. In fact, the day of the accident, as I went in with the family, her mom and her sister would be talking, and she would squeeze their hand. So she was really aware. But one thing I've seen in that family is they didn't get angry that this happened. They didn't want it to happen, but they trusted God in the midst of it. Who would want this to happen? You wouldn't want this to happen. But it didn't hinder their trust. They committed their daughter and granddaughter into the hands of the Lord. And every day, I'm telling you, every day, there's a miraculous declaration coming out of those rooms. And I fully believe that they're going to both be fully restored. And it's the goodness of God. And it doesn't mean that bad things don't ever happen. And there are strong Christians that have been a part of a head-on collision, and it's actually taken their life. They've moved on to the things of God in the heavenly realms. So I'm not saying none of these things ever happen, but what's important is that we trust God. Listen, God loved Buddy Boy more than we did. God loved Carmela and her daughter more than we do. Their family loves them, but they know that God loves them. So I love to be able to watch instances where the enemy could have gotten in, but he didn't. They called on the name of the Lord, and he's their strong tower, and you can run to him, and you can be safe. Listen, the longer we serve God, the more we should trust him. And if we didn't have an enemy, it wouldn't be so difficult. But we do. We have one who is out to destroy us. And he'll start destroying you by causing you to mistrust God. When something or someone tries to get us to distrust God, we should flee from them rather than mistrust God. A lot of naysayers in this world. And some of them aren't really out to harm you. They're just kind of negative. Well, the more you focus on the negative, the less you focus on the Creator, the one that's trustworthy. Psalms 112:7 says, "Blessed are those who find delight in his commands. He will have no fear of bad news. His heart will be steadfast, trusting in the Lord." I love that verse. Have no fear of bad news. Sometimes you can get up in the morning and you just sense that something is not going to go right today. And that can cause you to live under this cloud and forget all about trusting our God. Amen. I wonder if there are areas in your own life that you're not trusting God in. Maybe your future. Maybe your education, maybe your vocation, maybe your friends. Maybe it's your money or kids. Maybe it's your parents. Maybe you're not trusting God with your parents. Or parents, maybe it's your children. Maybe you're not trusting God with your children. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's your livelihood. See, God's track record is flawless, and he'll come wherever he's invited. You see, God is able to be trusted in every circumstance without exception. Will you trust fall with Jesus? Will you come to the place that whatever happens, you're okay? Because Jesus is your catcher. He's behind you. He's not going to move out of the place. He's not going to be taken off guard. He is not going to be evil and just step out of the way. No, he's going to catch you. Will you trust him with your life? Will you trust him with your priorities? Will you trust him with your family? Will you trust him with your problems? Will you trust him with your concerns? Will you trust him with your all? Here's his promise. Ephesians 3:20. Now all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Once again, the Message version. God can do anything, you know. Far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us. His Spirit deeply and gently working within us. I think one of the best things we could do today is make a commitment anew, afresh, maybe for the first time, to trust God like a child. That we would come to God knowing that his word is true. He's going to be there. He's going to catch us if we fall, even if we're playing a game and we fall. He'll catch us. See, it's much easier for a child to trust you than it is for another adult. And it's the same with us. We'll trust those that we would consider trustworthy. And we forget all the way how these others that we may not consider trustworthy have been trustworthy. But think about God. He's never let you down. He's never dropped you. He's never not been where you've asked him to come. He's never not carried you when you didn't know what to do. He's never not given you wisdom when you've asked him for it. See, if there's anything in this world that is trustworthy, is Jesus. And as we come to him like a childlike heart, that's what he wants to see in us. A child is easily influenced. A child is easily molded and made. A child loves unconditionally. We have to teach the children to not love right, to love conditionally. That's something they learn. But they, out of the goodness of God in their hearts, they just love people. You can say, and that's why we have to tell them, don't go up to a stranger, because they're so trusting. Well, that's how God wants us. He wants us reaching out to him. He wants us coming to him with everything. He wants us to trust him with everything in our life. And this can go through all generations. Children, you deal with things the students don't. Students, you deal with things the adults don't. Adults deal with things that children or students don't. But we should all trust God. God is trustworthy. You can test him in it. You can look at his word. You can read the reviews. You can listen and watch what he's done in situation after situation. When it looks so dark, he'll open up ways where there is no way, the Bible tells us. He is so trustworthy. God can do anything, you know. Far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his spirit deeply and gently within us. Let me challenge you once again to start trusting God like a child. Let's pray. Heavenly Father.